Pittsburgh, I love ya. This is Brian Edward, and you're listening to Berg Vivant, Pittsburgh's cultural talk magazine, delivered digitally, straight up, shaken, and stirred. Tonight's broadcast brought to you by our spectacular sponsors and strategic partners, Zafalo's Banquet and Event Center, Carnegie, Pennsylvania, one of the most beautiful and unique venues in the greater Pittsburgh area for weddings, corporate dinners, fundraisers, and more. Visit clubzafalo.com. Off the Wall Theater, enlivening, educating, and entertaining audiences in the Pittsburgh region. View their current season at insideoffthewall.com. Arcade Comedy Theater, hosting local and national comedians, sketch comedy, improv, and more. 811 Liberty Avenue, downtown. Be sure to like them on Facebook or find them at arcadecomedytheater.com. Berg Vivant is a proud supporter of Firefly Arts, creating opportunities and support for families living with autism through innovative arts programming. You can learn more and show your support at fireflyarts.org.
Good evening. Welcome to Berg Vivant. I'm Lonnie the Theater Lady, and this is Mike Bazzelli, my companion and cohort in crime.
A lot of time.
And we're here to talk about Company.
Company, yes.
Currently playing at the City... Oh,
public.
I can't believe I said that. The Public Theater. I know, I was just there. It was definitely the Public,
the public theater.
Directed
downtown in that.
Right. Directed by Ted Pappas.
Yes.
And you can start.
Okay.
Want to talk about Stephen Sondheim first?
Not particularly.
No. Oh, okay.
No, I want to really let the show
or the set.
The set is fantastic. The set is fantastic. It is. I was mesmerized. I Facebook tweeted it. Everything. I was all like, "Look at that set!" Before we were allowed to. Before we had to turn off our cameras and phones.
Oh, good.
Yes,
you didn't misbehave during the show.
I don't misbehave during the show.
Thank goodness.
Yeah. No. So the set is great, and we have a lot. It is actually a great production. It is. With some very talented actors. The story is about a man named Bobby who is a single man amongst all his couple friends.
In Manhattan.
In Manhattan, yes.
The play was first opened in the 70s, 1970. Nominated for 14 Tonys, of which it won 6.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
How about that?
Pretty good.
It is pretty good. So Bobby, the main character, is sort of tumbling through life and not really committing. And and all his friends are trying to set him up or break him apart. He was really, they're all back there trying to get their hands on him and figure out what to do with our poor single friend. Who seems like he's doing fine without them.
Yes, I thought so, too.
So, yeah.
Three lovely
women.
Women were all after him, so.
Play his companions
and cohorts.
He did just
fine.
Yeah, he did just fine. My problem with the show, well, first of all, very well acted. Very well acted. Great set. I don't know if I like the show itself.
Well, it was a different kind of a show, and at the time it was written, it was the first plotless musical, because it's
That's
a series
my problem.
Of about 11 vignettes, and it's been said that you could put them in any order that you want, and it wouldn't affect the outcome of the story, because it's not a linear
it's
kind
not
of
linear.
A, it's more circular, and so that in itself was very new and creative at that time. So that was a big plus for it.
I guess I'm story driven, and I like something to have a beginning, middle, and end, and a character arc, and I like things to change and grow, and yeah, from a theatrical performance.
That's your personal preference.
It is my personal preference.
A lot of people enjoy the theater experience for just having the theater experience, the dance numbers, the singing.
There were some great singing and some great
energy.
Dance. Yeah.
The 11-piece orchestra down in the pit, that was amazing. That's not common there at that theater.
She's telling me.
No, I'm just saying it was. I ran into actually two couples that I knew the night that I went to the theater on the way out, and they were both just feeling so good and happy, and they just said, "Oh, what fun!" It kind of really made them feel good after all the cold, cold weather. That was when it was still really cold when I saw it.
It made and them it was, feel good?
Yeah, they said it was just, they laughed so much and the lyrics were so funny and...
Well, especially...
Witty.
Especially Courtney Ballin, who plays Amy, has a really fun, fast-paced song and does a terrific job with it. Does an amazingly terrific, fantastic job with it.
Well, and it was so rapid-paced and rapid-fire, you could understand every single word she said, and she was able to even get the inflections in it as she was singing so that you got the humor of it.
That was a really, really fun
spectacular
moment. That really was. I'm not saying I hated it. It was a great production with great actors. A lot of local talent, like Krell, Daniel Krell. Local Dana Griffith, who's in everything.
Dana Michelle Griffith.
Everything. She's in everything.
And we're glad she is.
We are glad she is. Because
she's tremendously fun to watch.
And you know what?
So charismatic. Multi-talented. Yeah.
Charismatic.
And beautiful. If that counts. But
it does count.
And then the lead had Pittsburgh roots.
Yeah. Paul Stanek.
Well, he did.
He did have Pittsburgh roots. He does live in New York, but he does have Pittsburgh roots. Yes, he's from Peters Township.
As was the woman that played the flight attendant. She's originally a Pittsburgher. She also did the lead in Legally Blonde for the PMT.
Yes.
That was your job to remember her name?
That was my job. Skipping. One moment, please.
You look like Marco Rubio. Was that who it was that reached for the drink of water?
Oh. Laura Hayhurst?
That's it.
Laura Hayhurst, also originally from Pittsburgh in the show. Paul, I think we could have found a local guy, even more local than Paul Stanek, to do Bobby. I think Bobby needs to be a little bit more charismatic.
I think maybe what you were finding a little bit of a problem with was that he wasn't as tall as you picture that character to be.
I pictured him tall?
No, you didn't? Okay. I did.
Should I have pictured him tall?
I did. But I thought he had a marvelous voice, and I enjoyed when he sang and did his solos. I thought they were really well-modulated, rich voice. I liked listening to him sing.
Yeah. Oh, okay. There are a couple of really great songs in this show. There are Ladies to Lunch is a fantastic song.
And I like the little bit. Yeah, it is. The bit when they were experimenting with marijuana, I thought was very funny.
Oh, that's Dana again.
Dana, yeah, very, she was very funny in that.
Oh, my God.
That made me, everybody was laughing really hard.
Yeah, I laughed. I laughed a lot. I did laugh a lot. Yeah, I mean, excellent show.
Absolutely.
It wasn't the story for the plotless things, not for me.
So you didn't,
I just
like
wanted
cats
people
either.
To be warned.
Did you like cats? No. Okay. Yeah. Well, that was another plotless production much later.
Yeah. But I loved T.S. Eliot, though, who was
the poet that wrote the poems.
Yeah. T.S. Eliot's, whatever. Anyway, so we have one highly recommend. For company?
Yes, because there's nothing to not recommend it. If you go to the theater with the idea, these are the criteria that this play has to meet before I'm happy, then you're going to be disappointed a lot. If you go to the theater with the idea, I want to watch these performers, enjoy their talent, admire their dedication, look for the humor or the pathos or whatever that particular play has to offer, then you're not going to be disappointed. But if you go in kind of with an attitude, then you might be disappointed. And I think sometimes you have a little bit of an attitude. I'm sorry, was that too mean?
Not at all. I think people pay a lot of money to go see a show. They should see something that has everything.
Everything.
And
that
we have a lot.
You
of...
want it to have.
Well, yeah.
What if it has everything they want it to have?
I know, but my opinion's the only one that matters.
You look at things from a writer's viewpoint. That's the difference. You're critiquing the writing all the time. And I don't think a lot of people other than perhaps other writers would have that same view of it. But you're entitled to your opinion.
I'm entitled to my own opinion.
I decided.
You heard it, and it's on camera. Oh, my God. It's a first, people.
I decided you are.
Oh, how about that?
Even if it's different than mine, I'll still be your friend.
Oh, sweetie. We're going to hug it out. That, you guys, company at the Public Theater.
In closing, we would like to once again thank our spectacular sponsors and strategic partners, Off the Wall Theater, Cefalo's Banquet and Events Center, Carnegie, Pennsylvania, Arcade Comedy Theater, Downtown, and Bergvavant is a proud supporter of Firefly Arts, creating opportunities and support for families living with autism through innovative arts programming. Find out more and show your support at fireflyarts.org. And be sure to follow Pittsburgh's Cultural Talk magazine online. You can find Bergvavant, the It in Pittsburgh, on Facebook, Twitter, or subscribe for free at www.bergvavant.com. This is Brian Edwards saying cheers and good night.